Now joined by head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Lady Hawks. They went 1-2 in their Gilman City tournament last week with a loss to Pattonsburg in the opening round. Came back with a really good 54-40 win over East Harrison in the consolation semifinals. And then the offense, it went cold in the consolation final against North Harrison. Shamrocks get the victory 47-24. Let's take a look at the matchups tonight. It's going to be a busy basketball night around the area. I'm doing all these coaches shows, Coach Clark, and everybody's playing tonight. You're going over to Galt.
Yep. I'm going to go over and face a really good Galt team and see if we can put together some good strings of offense and defense and see if we can hang around and maybe give them a headache for a while.
Well, and I'm looking at, you know, obviously I talked with Mercer on Monday, and Mercer has a really fine team. You know, obviously hurting because of Aubrey Wilson's injury up there, but still Torrey Meineke is a load to try to deal with for Mercer. We know that Grundy girls are good. They finished second at the Meadville tournament. The Tri-County girls finished second in your tournament. The HDC on the girls' side, Coach, it's pretty tough this year. This is as balanced with good teams as I can remember the conference in many years.
Yeah, it is. There's going to be a lot of good games, and you know, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I know that you know, at this time of the year, all teams want to be playing their best basketball, and you know, it's right before districts, so that makes it even more exciting, and so it'll be a fun tournament.
Is the biggest challenge with Grundy, Coach, the athleticism and speed that they have in the backcourt with Gann and Carpio?
I think that'll be a huge hurdle for us. You know, they've got some nice athletes. They play very aggressive, and they push the ball hard. You know, we're going to have to do a good job of trying to control the ball and not give up a bunch of turnovers in a hurry. So we're going to have to limit the amount of mistakes we make controlling the ball, and that could help us out a lot. And then our offense has to show up some and be able to put some points on the board. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge tonight, but, you know, it's that time of the year where you want to see if you can be playing your best ball, and so you want to play some really good competition. And so we've got a good matchup that in that sense.
It looks to me, Coach, I'm looking at the games last week and kind of putting them into just a big old storyline here, and you go 1-2, you got a victory against East Harrison, and as I said, you know, you didn't score the ball as well as you wanted to, obviously, against North Harrison, but as I kind of look at the scores and who you played and how you did, it looks like overall it was a pretty decent week for the girls.
Yeah, it was. You know, one of our goals this year was to make sure we got to play three games in a tournament, so, you know, in that sense, it was a good week for us. You know, and we got another W to put in our win column, and so that was important too. And one of those wins was against a conference opponent in East Harrison, which was a, you know, pretty exciting game. And so I think last week we had a lot of good things for our girls program, and hopefully we can build on that and keep moving in the right direction towards districts.
62-34 loss to a very good Pattonsburg team out of the GRC. How did you look against Pattonsburg, Coach?
Well, I thought we hung around a little bit. You know, we didn't have a great start to the game, but, you know, we weren't that far down after the first quarter. And second quarter was a little bit of the same story. We allowed them to get some points on us, and they extended their lead a little bit. But you felt like, you know, if we can make some good decisions in the second half and maybe get a little hot streak, we can try and chip away at their lead on us. And third quarter wasn't terrible. We hit a big three from Sidney Gibson, and that was kind of nice, but we didn't have anything much to follow it up with. We had a couple buckets here and a free throw or two, but and then the third quarter we just kind of, I think we ran out of gas by that time. Pattonsburg was feeling good about being able to get up and down the floor against us, and they had the Plymouth girl hit three big three-pointers in the fourth quarter against us, so we just didn't quite have the firepower and the legs underneath of us to keep up with Pattonsburg.
Pattonsburg, you know, you mentioned Plymouth, and I've heard about Weatherby Bailey a lot. Webby Bailey, their young, very good player. It's one thing when you have one really good player, but when you got a 1-2 punch, that makes Pattonsburg doubly difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the baby girl does a really good job of handling the ball at times for them, facilitating their offense, and she's really good about slipping out early and getting up the floor and getting that outlet pass and getting ahead of your defense to get some transition points. And she got away from us a few times and did that, and that just kind of showed us that maybe we were getting a little tired, and then they were kind of getting into a groove about getting up and down the floor against us.
Was Friday night against North Harrison, you know, I'm looking at 24 points going, yeah, that doesn't tell me, just looking at the score, how well you played or some of the things you did well. Was it one of those nights where the ball just didn't go in the hoop for your team, Coach?
Well, we just, it was one of those nights where we just, everybody on the team looked tired, so to speak. You know, it had been a long week for us. The girls, you know, if they weren't playing or practicing, they had to help work Cook Shack, you know, and it was just one of those efforts where our whole school, it takes our whole school to get our tournament ran, and you could tell by Friday the girls were just exhausted, and we didn't shoot very well. We didn't even shoot very well from the free throw line, you know, when you were finding those breaks when you got there, but we were able to hit some shots sporadically. You know, I think we got we ended up with 3 threes on the night, but that was from 3 different girls. So, you know, that was nice to see. But not one person really stood out. I thought we'd had opportunities in the, especially in the third quarter. You know, I'd made the decision we were just going to go and give everything we had, play more aggressive in the third quarter. And we got North Harrison to make some mistakes, but we just couldn't capitalize. We couldn't transition and turn it into points. And so that was just kind of the story from start to finish for us. Our offense struggled severely that night.
Obviously, Grundy's playing well, so that's going to be a challenge going over to Galt tonight and beating a really good team that's well above 500 in Grundy. I'm looking at this home game that you have against East Harrison on Friday night, Coach, and to me that's interesting because you had maybe your best game of the season last week in beating East Harrison at your place, and now it's a rematch on the same floor coming up Friday, and they're going to want a piece of you.
Yeah, they are. They played us here earlier in the tournament. Our, like you said, our girls had a phenomenal night that night. We had 3 girls in double digits, so it was nice. We had 5 threes against them, so they shot. We felt good and shot well, and our defense looked good. You know, I tried to play the stamina game that night and kept us kind of conservative in the first half, and then the second half we decided to turn the heat up and use some full court pressure, and it really helped us out in that game. We had a great third quarter where we put up 21 points, and so I think it'll be a fun matchup again. Obviously, East Harrison will look to improve against us from their first matchup, and we're going to try and capitalize on what worked for us the first time.
We'll be back with Coach Clark to talk about the Gilman City boys coming up next.